So I started just doing social media, and it was awkward. It was horrible. It was embarrassing. I looked like a moron. I probably still do. But I just knew that in time, it got easier and easier and easier.
What if the biggest opportunity for loan officers today isn't just another lead source, but it's actually becoming someone people remember? Today's guest is none other than HMA's own Dan Anderson. Actually, this is his second appearance, and it is also the two-year anniversary of Dan and his team joining HMA that honestly has not only transformed his production, but the way he connects with his community through social relationships. He's got a heart for giving back, and today we're talking about influence, authenticity, and why building your reputation may be the best investment you make in yourself and in your business. So Dan, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to Lending Leadership. Let's kick it off, boys.
Welcome, Dan.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I don't know how I'm going to follow what you just said because that was so articulated, right?
Yeah, it's humbling when Rachel intros you, right?
It's like, great. Aww. Thanks. Appreciate that, Rachel. Can you just do a humble job so we can look better?
Well, listen, you're already looking better. I mean, you put this great video out on Instagram talking about your experience so far with HMA 2 years in. But I want to back up. I want to go back to the beginning because how you got introduced to this crazy crew that we call HMA is pretty, it's a pretty good story.
It is. Dave, why don't you kick that off? I think you're
the star. Yeah. I mean, it's all because of COVID. At the end of the day, it all happened because of COVID. Because I'll get there. My wife and I had a canceled trip to Jamaica or Dominican or Mexico. I can't remember. So we were the only ones that didn't get trip insurance. So we only had 3 more months to take it. Don't give me that look. Trip insurance is like gambling. I'm not going to take it. So we only had a couple more months to use our trip. So November of 21, we went to Jamaica. And I was in a pool bar. It was like 11:30 a.m. I had a couple beers and I heard people talking about mortgages. It wasn't Dan. It was one of Dan's coworkers at his former company. And I just kind of moseyed over and said, hey, I'm in mortgages. What's up? And then 2.5 years later, Dan reached out to me and said, I heard about you through my coworker and I'm interested in talking. Do you remember me and my coworker? And I said, oh yeah, I 100% remember you. So and here we are. So if it wasn't for COVID and a pool bar in Jamaica, me and Dan never would have connected.
Yeah, it is crazy. That's probably the one thing I'm grateful for, and that's probably the only good thing I'm grateful for of the past. But yeah, it's been exciting. I mean, I reached out to you. You were down. Like, let's go. You flew in. You brought Tom. We had a great first time meeting and going through a lot of details. And then Robert got the tail end of that. He did get to have as much fun. And I couldn't keep up with Dave's 1 or 2 beers the second night. So it was definitely a good bonding experience. But I can tell you, you went through everything. You're transparent on numbers. You're transparent on rates, transparent on everything. And 2 years in, it's here we are. We're still here. We're still doing it. And everything is the same. And better, I don't mean the same, just the same, but a lot of companies, a lot of people, I think, will sell you and want to get you in and get you all excited. And then once you start doing that, things just start changing slowly start changing until it becomes a big problem on all sides. I could say HMA hasn't done that. And if anything, you guys just keep leveling it up and increasing and trying to get better. And I think most of the law officers just try to keep up. It's pretty impressive.
Well, that I think that's what's great about our company and our culture. And Dan's been, legit a huge part of that, huge reason why we've been successful is we got a lot of stallions, right? A lot of our LOs and branch managers. I'm going to post something later this week. I was looking at our top 12, Dan, of LOs every month. And geez, it's hard to get on that list now. You got to close 14, 15 loans a month, right? And I think, to use some euphemisms or, rising tide lift all boats. Like my competitive juices are flowing. Like I got to level up, with some of these LOs or I'm going to get knocked off the list. I got to go for it. And I know, Dan, you're competitive. You feel the same way and you have that drive and energy that kind of helps all the LOs for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I feel the same way as you. It's hard because, right, last year we popped off in June. Our July was huge and we just skyrocketed. We just took off. And this year hasn't been like that. This year has been very steady. Like, you know, the turtle versus the rabbit, right? We've been a turtle, just steady. And I can't complain. The volume is very solid and we're hitting our goals. But it's hard, like, right? You want to be in that top 1, 2, 3 spot. But I always say that, you know what? If people are doing great and people are doing better than you, that means that something's working. That means that everyone's succeeding. And you don't want to be the only one succeeding and everyone else isn't. It brings down morale. It beats people up. So you know what? If I can come in rank number 10 and I'm making money and I'm doing good and I'm enjoying life and going on vacations and doing what I need to do and my team is happy and everyone else is beating me, that means everyone else in the company is happy. I'm not the smartest man in the world, but I'd say the company's doing something right, right? Because you really want to look at statistics. Who cares about numbers and what people sell and close? And who cares if Dave Holloway's perfect hair is a number 6? Just saying. But really what you want to look at is look at the numbers from last year. You know, take a Jeff Sheely and take a Lori, for example. I can't even say the words are inappropriate. Holy cow. I mean, their numbers have skyrocketed so much. It's unbelievable. So I see Lori beating me. Let's go. That's great. That means she's working her tail off and she's reaping the rewards of what she's doing. You know, and a great company behind her is help pushing her along the way. What more do you need? So if I'm not number one because of that, I will take number 10. Because that means everyone's just doing great. The company's supported. The company's strong. Company's not going under. The company's staying up with AI. Company's doing what it needs to do in order to propel everybody to the next level. Now, Dave, you just have issues. You're never going to be there, guy. Sorry.
We'll see. I'm lining up a monster July, Anderson. We'll see.
I got access. I can move those to my name. You just won't know.
I love that because, you know, when you're at a company where you're just constantly number one, sure, that's great, but it's lonely at the top. And I say this all the time. I'm such a believer that iron sharpens iron. You have to be around people that are going to sharpen you, that are going to, you know, have that and give you that nice competitive edge. I mean, that's electrifying. That's how you get to the next level. Dan, talk to me about where you were numbers wise, because I do think these numbers speak volumes when you first started with HMA and then where you are now, because I think this is impressive. And I think, you know, a lot of times people can say, yeah, I'm doing better. I'm doing great. But the proof is in the pudding. You really have increased your volume and influence greatly.
Absolutely. You know, it's a wave. You got your 2020 and 2021 numbers, right? And those are fake. I mean, everyone knows that. It was a lucky time of our careers to put all the efforts in of 10, 15 years and be able to refinance. Even if you just got into business, right? You're able to do tons of refinances and look like a mega loan officer. And then 2022 kind of came into reality. And then 2023 was real reality. Everything just changed with rates skyrocketing, scaring people. And then 24, you know, is when I decided that a shift, a change had to be made. So 24, I think, is true numbers, real numbers. And I think we closed off somewhere right around just under 60 million or somewhere in that vicinity, real close. And then 2025 was the real true, what is HMA doing for us, the technology, the AI stuff that they're implementing, the app on their phone, where a lot of times you don't even have to touch Encompass anymore. And if people don't know, Encompass is our system that we use to do applications and close mortgages. But, you know, in 2025, we did 76 million. That's a pretty good growth. Now, that would be what?
25%,
right? 25% is a huge number. And that's all purchase volume. That's all is doing the right thing. And then this year for 2026, you know, the goal was an absolute minimum of 80 million, targeted 100 million. Right now we are what, just the beginning of July. So that means everything funded in June and a couple of things that are in July and stuff like that throughout the rest of the year. We're already north of 50 million. So that's in the pipeline close and to close. So I think $90 million is definitely on the mark, and that's without a big boom with rates dropping, without that big boom that we usually have right now that would, you know, propel us into some top leaderboard numbers. So right now Illinois is behind a little bit on sensing, but that's okay. That means it's coming. But I do think we should have some pretty big numbers. And again, that comes down to systems, coaches, growth that we are offered with HMA, and also changes, right? Like, So a lot of times loan officers are trying to look for that next big thing. You know, what's the next lead source? What's the next this? What about this program? And mortgage companies are like, we can't sign up for everything, guys. It doesn't work. It's too much. It's too expensive. It's mind-blowing. Where HMA is like, hey, okay, let's sign this up for 6 months. Get the whole company on it, training, push it really hard. Out. That one's not working great. Now there's a new one. And we've got a new one going on right now. I'm not going to mention it. And we're excited about it. And we've heard about it for a long time. And HMA out of the blue is like, you know what? We're going to try this. We've dived into it. It makes sense. So that's what I mean when you have that support behind you that you don't realize you really need. Now, success is based on one person, right? It's yourself. It's nobody else. You wake up in the morning, how you start.
You got to do the work. And to be clear, Dan and his team, they're doing the work.
Yeah.
We're just setting them up in a small degree for success.
So behind you as a loan officer, right? If you're out there, you're busting your tail, but you're just not getting the momentum. You're not going where you are. Your team isn't. Well, maybe you really need to look at the company. Maybe you really need to sit down and evaluate what you need to grow. And hate to put a pitch out there, but maybe talk to Dave like I did. It's game changing. Proof is in the pudding. It's right there. It's not like we're hiding it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't talk to Robert and Tom, though. That's why they're not on here.
We got the A team today.
Yes.
So what do you think was the defining moment for you, Dan? Because Dave meets your colleague, and then it was probably a year and a half, 2 years later that you were like, okay, it's time to change. What do you remember what that catalyst was or that moment that you were like, okay, it's go time. I need to make a change.
Yeah. So, you know, it's nothing negative. I never want to talk negative about our company. Or
no. Anything.
And I've only made two moves in my whole career. So I think that's impressive in 17 years because a lot of times people bounce. I feel like with the last company, they're a great company for what they are and what they're doing. And I wanted to go here, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes a company can only go so big, can only do so much. And it's hard. And that's why I think it's huge that we have three owners. We have three people that are propelling, holding each other together, pushing this company to the next level. I mean, there's times where Dave's going to be sick. Dave's going to be on vacation. Dave's going to be focusing on his production. Dave's not going to be 110%, but then there's Tom stepping up. But then there's Robert stepping up. That's the neat part. And I understand that because I have a few companies myself and it's hard. It's hard to keep up on your own. You have to hire great people, have great people around you. And so with the previous company, it was just simply, hey, I'm outgrowing this. I know where I want to go. I see what's happening with technology. Rephrase that. A company itself has to fundamentally have the financials and everything in order to grow where we're heading in 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. I mean, if you're a loan officer and doesn't think that 27, 28 is going to be a completely different industry for you, you're sitting in the shadows. You're going to be left behind. Everything's changing. Well, that company has to be doing that. That company has to see that, have the financials, have the backing, have the structure of the team to build all these different avenues of technology to get us to where we need to be. And I just didn't see that happen. And I was like, you know what? If I'm going to make a move, the move's got to be now. And talking with Dave, Robert, and Tom, I saw it, you know, and I saw where they were going and what their vision was. And holy cow, it's the only word I can say on this because I can't say a different word. I want to use a different word. But they went from a good sized company to, Dave, what are you guys, over $2 billion now for this year?
Yeah, we should do right around $2 billion this year-ish.
That's insane. Yeah. That's 100% growth each year.
It feels normal, right? It doesn't feel out of control. You know, because we bring on, you know, great branch managers like Dan, where we don't need to get involved in their business very often. I mean, we're here for Dan and our branch managers, but we're not micromanaging them, right? Dan runs his own shop. So
yeah.
Now
you guys, we have turbulence, right? It's like flying a plane. There's turbulence.
Absolutely.
You guys flow. You guys, we're landing every time perfect, and we're getting to our destination. It's impressive. It really is.
You know, you said something, you know, that kind of piqued my interest is, you know, there's a lot of like great smaller IMBs in, you know, their market, Kalamazoo, Michigan, middle of nowhere, Kansas. They're great companies, but this business is going to change, right? It's already changing. We can feel it. And the next 3 or 4 years are going to be really pivotable. You know, not pivotable. That's not a word. Pivot. You know, it's going to be, there's going to be some big, tongue tied. And some people, some owners and some people just don't want to make that change. And that's okay. but their business is going to be adversely affected, and they're only going to sell one thing, and that's the race to the bottom and the lowest rate, right? That's not who we want to be, and we want to be here 10 years from now. So changes need to be made.
I agree with that completely. That's the main reason for us moving. That's what I saw was happening, and I just, you know, and you also look at your volume too. If you are a significant part of that company's volume,
yeah,
that's a scary thing.
Yes,
right? Because you don't have, like, that's what I was saying earlier with HMA. If there's 10 people ahead of me, that means there's 10 people kicking butt and doing great, and the company's doing great, and everyone's succeeding, and the company's making money, and we're able to do what's most important, right? Provide the best service, the most competitive rate with what we offer to our clients, unparalleled service to our agents and support, right? Those are big things. Well, that's what's happening. So
yeah, it
works.
Dan, how much of a play does social affect your bottom line? I mean, I know you're really big on social media, but have you always been that involved with the social side of things? And how much is that really a part of your strategy, not just a box you check?
And was that intentional? Did you have a plan? You know, because you seem really comfortable on social and videos, and so does some of your team. Like, I think, you know, JV, he's really good too. Like, did it take you a while to get there? And this was intentional. This wasn't like hurly burly. You didn't have a plan, right?
No. So it's one of those things that you should have started sooner, right? You see the trend, you see the wave, and you need to jump on it. So I keep trying to tell all these loan officers, jump on the wave with the right company. It's happening. Don't get left behind. It's going to happen. So with social media, I knew that it was needed. And I knew that things were changing. Going in and dropping off donuts at a close or donuts at a real estate office, that's not happening anymore. Getting in front of these agents like you used to isn't happening anymore. Doing a lunch and learn, your turnout's not that great. You know, sometimes it is. Things are evolving. So how do you stay in front of people, past clients and new clients, without doing the same old coaching where, here, call your agents every Tuesday and bother them every single Tuesday. There's so many agents, I'd be like, they already know that the loan officer's calling, that this is a BS call. They don't even want to take it. Well, how do you stay in front of them? Social media. And how do you stay in front of them in a passive way? Because everything in mortgages and real estate, I believe, is passive marketing. It's not active marketing. It's not, hey, guess what? I have a sale on this new gallon of milk. It's going to be cheaper because it's on sale. Or gas is cheaper and you need gas every few days. Mortgages and real estate are passive. It's going to be something in the future. So you got to stay on top of their mind, and they know you, they like you, they want to work with you. So I started just doing social media, and it was awkward. It was horrible. It was embarrassing. I look like a moron. I probably still do. But I just knew that in time it got easier and easier and easier. And then you just feel more comfortable, and you realize you just stop acting like you're talking into a camera. And it just came into play, and yeah, it got easier. I think my first rip I did, which was a really good one, was when I first joined HMA Mortgage. And it was like a 3-minute clip without one edit or any change. And I was like, do you just roll that out with no problem? Like, yeah, you know, there are some substances you could take beforehand. No, I'm just kidding. But no, it just works. I don't know. It practice happens. You get better by doing it. And you simply
get more comfortable too, right?
Yeah, completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're really big on, and I've taken a page out of this book, that this tactic that you use, where you're sharing a lot of what your realtors are putting out there. I think that's really smart. When did you start doing that recently?
So over about a year ago. So I've been reading a lot of different things, and let me rephrase that, watching a lot of different things, because Dave knows I don't like to read. He's working on getting me to read more. I'm doing audibles, but the algorithms and how things change, you want to stay in front of that and watch it. It's really your engagement and what you do for others. Think about that, right? That's what Instagram wants to see you do. Not me, 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 I. It's teamwork and sharing. So how do you help out agents? Well, you're a loan officer. Share their stuff. Help them grow. And you're doing it in a way that it doesn't cost you money, and you're impacting and hitting a lot of people. So I get a lot of agents that respond, thanks for sharing. Great. Can I get a follow back? Now they're watching my stuff, and they might have a client that's already seen 3 homes and they keep losing out. And they're like, hey, wait a minute. JV did a post on Cash King. These guys have a cash offer program. It's only $500. You should really call them. They're great. They don't even know if we're great or not, but because we were in front of them and they thought of us, Boom. So we also see things going on our Google search engines, ChatGPT search engines, where people are looking for top loan officer in the area, and we're showing up. And one of them too, I didn't even know this was happening, but experience.com, I know across all platforms, I think we're somewhere around 2,000 five-star reviews. Experience is like almost 1,400. And it's over 50,000 loan officers in the country, plus over 50,000. And we were ranked in the top 100 of the whole country for a quality service. And that's coming from agents and clients that we do business with. So again, I think all that ties together and it works. If you can do LinkedIn, you can do TikTok, you can do Facebook. And yes, it's hard. There are certain tricks to make it a little bit easier, but eventually it just starts happening and you naturally organically grow. And that's probably one of the most unique things about my career is I've really grown this business organically. I am not big on making cold calls and reaching out to agents randomly. I've grown because agents are like, hey, you need to use my guy that's really good. And it just keeps going.
How often do you post?
I try to do minimum once a week. And then I'll share every day, several times a day, engage in comments several times a day. I still do my happy birthday posts for as many people as I possibly can on Facebook. You can do your search on Facebook, put birthdays, and you can actually pin it. So it's right at the top of your search and you can always go right there. And that's a nice one, right? But I try to do as much as I can. Monday chats, we miss a couple, or we missed one, I think it was. We'll be doing one on this Monday with an awesome attorney, a friend of mine. But yeah, just as much as you possibly can. If you come up with a topic, post it. You know, and sometimes I see people like raw things more than edited. You know, I've even done just a simple picture and that's gotten more likes and more views more than it. Take my snowmobile one. I did a snowmobile post and it was simply me pulling a wheelie and I got the haters of the haters that came out, but 2.4 million views, 16,000 shares, 17,000 comments, 20 something thousand likes. Insane. And I got people like ripping on me and give me a hard time about this. And it started getting to me that I was like, it doesn't actually really matter. So just post. And guess what? Now you get a whole bunch of followers and people that are liking you and your companies in multiple states. And now somebody's like, hey, you know what? You do mortgages, you ride a snowmobile, I like Polaris. Can you quote me out a rate?
What?
So
that's great. That's the differentiator, right? I think that's a really important reminder for people because we constantly just want to add value and be the smartest person on social and give the content, which is great. But those moments that you actually just go for it and share who you are, and that's the differentiator where it's going to kind of stop the scroll. And people are like, how fast is this lunatic going on his snowmobile? Right. I know I did. But and even the haters commenting, it's like, well, thank you very much for building the algorithm because – you know, the algorithm doesn't know what you're saying or if you're liking what somebody's doing or not liking, but it's building the audience. So that was probably a big one for you. So how many views did you have on that one?
It was over 2.4 million, I believe.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
I had a picture from Aspen, my birthday last year, when I turned 41, I'm giving my age, whatever. But we took a picture of me and my new Kemosabe cowboy hat I had made. And, Emily was right next to me and that just went like 12,000 likes or something. It went
That's so funny.
Yeah. Who would have known? But if it was like the picture, it fit what we wrote, it worked. And then it skyrocketed. Yeah. So I do feel like in social media, you want to have a balance of everything. Not get too personal, not post too much. It's just a balance. And watch what other people are doing. Successful people are out there. They obviously are successful for a reason.
Yeah.
Follow.
Well, and as much as we talk about social and the importance of it, I do think it we have to say that influence isn't just about followers, which you kind of touched on in the beginning. Just as much as you're not your numbers, you're not your followers either. So, you know, making sure that you are owning your zip code and keeping things uber localized. Cause yeah, it's great to have a million views or a couple thousand views even, but really it's about influencing the people that are in your direct circle. And I think you do that really well, Dan. I mean, you're doing some really cool things for the community. I feel like we have to touch on your golf outing.
Yeah.
It's great to do events. But then to be able to tie them to a charity that you are passionate about, let's talk about that a little bit. Talk to me about Cal's Angels and the golf outing and how that all got started. I want to
get this. Yeah, so we started, so this is our seventh year. Came up with a golf outing. And of course, it's one of the ideas like, hey, this is a great idea until you start doing it. And you're like, this is a lot more work than we anticipated. What were we thinking? And of course, Margaret, she did a great job and has grown and evolved every single time. Last year was our best and biggest ever. We usually raise anywhere from a couple $1,000s for a charity, and it could be for veterans, could be for a kid's charity, could be for animals. So we've done a lot of different ones, but last year I wanted to find a home. I wanted to find something that really motivated me and felt right. And so Kale's Angels was that. I sat down with Stacy, the president of the company for Kale's Angels, which is pediatric cancer, fight against pediatric cancer. Yeah, it's emotional. I can't even talk about it. Even hearing her talk and her story about the whole thing is mind-blowing. So I do recommend looking it up, because I'm not going to be able to do it because I'll probably start getting emotional. But I love what they're doing, and I love that they manage and watch every dollar of what comes in order to put it to research and helping these kids and making things better. I know, and I'm going to say this incorrectly, but there was like a couple facilities on the East Coast, one in Texas, another facility on the West Coast. And the problem is a family in Chicago would have to uproot their lives to go get treatment for their kids. Right. And that's just not fair. And there's no help. There's no nothing. And then you got one spouse doing everything and one spouse doing everything over here. So they were able to get a facility opened here in Chicago.
Oh, that's great.
The pediatric cancer. So it's mind blowing what they're doing. And when I went to their gala, I was blown out the door, the support, the amount of money coming in from all the donations. And it's unbelievable. Something I've never experienced. So I said, all right, this is it. This is what we want to do. And if you know Stacy at all, you have a number here. And she's like, well, how about this number? She's always just there. You cannot, there's no no to her. She will get you to say yes eventually somehow. Even if you didn't mean to say it, you said yes. So we put a number at 20 grand and we hit it.
Nice.
Awesome.
So this year is our seventh annual. We already sold out on some of the biggest sponsorships. We're already doing very, very well. I think it's going to be the most attendance ever. But we go all out, right? Like the whole number one, you've got a DJ, you've got smoked brisket and pulled pork, and I'm there for the longest drive. Another hole's got Joey Rowe Red Hots. Another hole has a Ford Bronco hole in one that you can win. We just have a lot happening. And then our food afterwards is all smoked barbecue ribs and everything else that you can imagine. So it's really good food. We try to make it to where you're blown out the door from this event. And then we have a family from Kale's Angels that comes that talks about their experience and what they went through. Our donations, our raffles, everything is really top notch. We have a live band then inside, or a solo band, I should say. Again, just going above and beyond. So this year, I'm proud to say, I think we're already at 20,000. That's been donated by me and some other contributors. But then the golf outing is the second part. So I do firmly believe that with the golf outing, what I've done so far, we should hit about 40,000 this year.
Nice.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's big. I mean, it's big numbers. I could never imagine being like, you know, you get these other charities, like, would you like to round up by the nearest dollar, or, you know, give $500 here? I would never imagine that I would get to a spot in my career that I could give back so much. And HMA's been part of that, right? I was going to say it, Dave. I'm not sure if I should, but I'm going to do it. You know, Dave, Tom, and Robert, like, hey, what's a goal, right? If you're short, we're making up that goal. We're getting there. And last year was like pennies that was like, oh, we're short by $800. And they're like, all right, no problem. And of course, they've done a lot of other things to make this whole thing happen. So don't take me wrong, but that just shows you the company sees the big vision too, that it's not about the money. It's about meeting that goal, showing everyone that we give back, that we care, and we're more than just a mortgage company.
So if you're in Chicagoland, connect with Dan. If you like golf and good barbecue, it's a great event.
Yeah, September 9th, AndersonTeamGolf.com. And if you just want to do a donation, you can. And even if you just want to join the dinner part and not golf, you can. It's very flexible. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, awesome. That's great. It feels really good to connect with. Well, hey, it's great to do events and to give back to charity. But when you really can connect with an organization that you feel deeply about, I mean, that is incredible. And to more than double and then hit these big numbers, that's a God thing. That's out of our hands. Like, that's just amazing. I love that.
And a lot of these are agents and our attorneys, you know, some big referral partners, home inspectors. What they're contributing and doing is unbelievable. One of our top agents took the top spot for the whole golf outing.
Wow.
She's just like, as soon as it was posted, it was gone. $4,000. Here you go. Take my money. I want to be the big dog in it. It was like, wow.
Yeah. So how has that changed your relationships with some of your referral partners? You know, like they're your people now.
Yeah. It strengthens it. You know, it's not like, hey, I have to do it because I have to do it. It's now I want to do it. I want to grow this. I want to see it be something more. And we've had agents come in from South Elgin area, which is really far from us, you know, maybe 40, 45 minutes, 50 minutes. And they came down and they're in Orland Park. So I see just walk around an hour and 10 minutes and they know people there. And they're like, holy cow, this is, you know, just, it's so big, even though it's in one spot, it's people from all over the place that are coming that are participating. So it's only grown. It's only grown our strength. It's another way to stay in front of people organically. Just like we have our racing event, August 20th. I better make sure that's the date. I believe it is. AI title. I should call it AIT. But they have a huge racing event at the Autobahn. And that's where top agents that the attorneys, not me, the attorneys invite their agents to come race in a Ferrari, Lamborghini, McLaren, Porsche, all different types of cars with a professional in the car. And they actually get to do 3 hot laps. So it's pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's a once in a lifetime experience.
Absolutely. Well,
I mean, it's not really a question, I guess, more of a comment. This is for both of you. I mean, I think that probably is the differentiator to a true partnership. You know, rather than just doing business together, you're doing life together and connecting with people who are aligned in your vision, aligned in your, you know, it's not just a work hat that you wear. It's the overall influence and doing business and life together better. I mean, I'm sure that I can't imagine how that wouldn't strengthen your relationships overall. I mean, Dave, I know you do a ton for the community also and in Pittsburgh for your realtors. Do you find the same thing?
Yeah. I mean, engaging them on a more personal level, engaging them, you know, with all sorts of different events, 100%. I don't do as much cool shit as Dan. Certainly not doing race cars and stuff like that.
Well, I don't know who does, but...
It's crazy on a lot of levels, but there's a lot of support and it's really the title company that it's their event. We're just fortunate to be a part of it and help with it. But you know, I'll say, Rachel, what you just said kind of triggered something. So HMA does that. Instead of just working, you know, their culture and doing a cooking class, doing a virtual lunch together, doing Dave's book club, you know, the trips that we do, even if you can't make it to the President's Club because you're just not hit there yet with your stats, which, Dave, I don't know, man. I look at his leaderboard. This President's Club's going to be a lot bigger this year, I think.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people there. You're not even seeing it. Yeah, a lot of
like,
people.
Who are you? The intimacy might be going away, but that's a good thing. But the sales rally, SAT teams, there's just a lot there that brings the culture of the company together. And I think I like that a lot. And I think you forget that, right? You overlook that piece when you don't have it. Well, I think sometimes you forget about it when you do have it because it's so natural inside this company.
That gives you energy, right? It gets you pumped up. Those are like intangibles. And we're just not like, you know, pimping out HMA, but like any company you're at, if you don't have those little intangibles, right? If you feel you're on an island, if you don't have any camaraderie with all the other LOs, it hurts your business. It hurts your psyche for sure. You can't quantify it, right? You can't put a dollar figure on it, but it's there and it means something.
And it helps too, because so my past experiences at companies, and it probably goes back to the first company I was there for about 10 years. I kind of felt that, right? I didn't feel like we all clicked. I didn't feel like we were all on the same team. You walk into office and it was just stale and you had the good old boys over here. I don't know. It just was different. Here, you don't have that. It doesn't matter what level you are, who you are. Everyone's clicking. Everyone wants to see the growth. And because we're even on separate group chats, we have like, you know, different people on different chats. You can see somebody that might be having a bad day. right? And I got the nickname, Dave, I don't know if you know this, or Rachel, but I'm Owner Dan, because I always respond in a way that an owner would respond, right?
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, look at it this way. Let's not be, you know, crabbing the whole time about a situation. Like, you know, yeah, I understand this went bad with this broker, you know, non-QM issue, but come on. Did you do it this way? But I think that helps, right? Because then you're able to take other people in those different groups and they can help motivate each other and help each other out and push each other, you know, and I'll use that for myself. Dave, you said this earlier, you know, when I see one of their loan officers that their numbers weren't there and they're at the bottom, they're on that top chart, but they're at the bottom and all of a sudden they just pass you up. You're like, hold on, wait a minute. That means what they're doing.
What happened?
Yeah, I need to step it up. What they're doing is working, and it's consistency that makes it happen. So again, if you, I tell so many loan officers this, if you're stuck at a company and you're beating yourself up and you're waking every day up with no motivation, energy, and this and that, and you just maybe step back, maybe do the pros and cons, maybe look at some other companies and not just us, talk to other companies, get a feel, talk to five companies and see what you're getting from them. You're going to tell BS. And I can tell you, when you get several companies on the same page and they're saying the same thing, whether it's margins and rates and costs and what they're going to offer you, now you're actually getting onto some truth, right? Because we're all the same. No company's got a magic out there. Nobody's got anything that's going to think, oh my gosh, this is going to be the best thing ever. No.
Absolutely.
Once you start dialing in that three companies are about the same, they're offering the same, now you're getting the truth. You're getting to some realism. Then it's the people. That is a camaraderie. What do they do? What do they give you? The owners, Dave, Tom, Robert, you know, how do I click with them? That's the part that HMA just goes and skyrockets. Hopefully I said it the right way. That makes sense.
Yeah. One thing that's probably not positive, say if you're in a down mood, if business isn't good, if you don't have energy, before you look at your company, look at yourself.
Yeah, you know? I'm not that on a bigger scale, a bigger grand.
I know.
Like, you know, you're losing your momentum, right? And you can get there. You can even be a good loan officer closing 3, 4, 5 deals a month. That's a good loan officer. That's good business. And you just can't get there. You're missing that edge. You're working weekends. You're working nights. You're burning yourself out. Well, maybe something's missing. Maybe you need to look at what am I missing and how do I get to that next level? But yeah, if you're flipping companies every single year, you're trying to get that sign-in bonus and all that garbage. It's all fake money, right? Because money is never free. I don't understand how people don't comprehend that in this industry, even first-time homebuyers. Money is never free. If you're getting a grant, it's not free. Know the catches. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about guys that have come to HMA Mortgage, and you see their volume from last year to this year growing significantly.
Yeah, that's not an accident.
That's not an accident. That's real. That's consistency, persistence, things that you're doing to make sure you get to the next level. And HMA, honestly, I say the word organically does that. They make sure you are on top of your game through all different facets, different people reaching out, different people watching you and not hounding you or being like, hey, you haven't hit your numbers. I've never had that call. It's more of, hey, how do you get you there? What do you need? What are you struggling with? Let's have a little coaching call. Let's do a one-on-one. I mean, Dave, we still do our calls every other Tuesday.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, a lot of times it's just talking.
It's ad hoc and we're just connecting. That's all.
Yeah. I love that. And thanks for saying that, Dan, because I feel like on all levels, whether it's marketing, sales, you know, we're really trying to be strategic on how do we not only attract the best people, but how do we keep the best people here? Because it's one thing for a recruiter to say all these things and get you here, but now how are we going to help you thrive? How are we going to help you get to what your goal is? And I've been at companies where it's a numbers game. Okay, you're going to recruit and anybody with an NMLS and a heartbeat, we want them. Let's just throw enough crap against the wall and see what sticks. And that's not a culture. That's not where this industry, this world is going. It's about the relationships. It's about the community. And I love that you said that, because we don't just want everybody. We're not an exclusive boys club or girls club, but we want the Dan Andersons of the world. We want the Lindsay Labontes and the Lori Nelsons and the Malamuts of the industry. We want the best of the best, because I think we're pretty freaking awesome. And I don't want to turn this into an HMA commercial, but I love what we're doing.
Too late.
I know. I'm sorry.
You feel yourself gravitating into it.
I know. I love what we're doing, and I love the people that we're doing it with. So So
100%. Yeah, that's well said, Rachel. I love what we're doing, and we love what the people we're doing it with. Absolutely.
Because life's too short to work with assholes.
Dave will reach out to me on this random stuff, even just on a health-wise. We'll communicate on things or, you know, hey, I'm going to be in Chicago. What restaurant should I go to? Rachel, you'll send me stuff on Instagram we crack up on. You know, there's just a lot of human interaction that I felt like was never really there. And you got to try, and now it's effortless.
And that is the difference, guys. I feel like in this AI-driven world, we are craving relationship more than ever. And everyone's so worried. Is mortgage going to change? Is my job going to be here? Is AI going to take over? AI is never going to take over the relationship. So that is the key factor. If you can't get that right, like, look around you, loan officers listening out there. Look around you. See who you're surrounding yourself with. And I don't know. We're good people over here. We're good people doing good things, right?
Yep. Number one rule when we're hiring, specifically for loan officers, we don't hire assholes.
Yeah.
Don't hire assholes.
That's right.
Couple have slipped by over the years, but that's one of our guiding rules. It's not one of our core values, right? But it should be.
It should be. I don't know if we could get that past compliance, but I think it should.
No, we probably could.
Well, listen, Dan, this has been a great episode. I really appreciate your candidness, and you know, you're fun. You're somebody we want to be in your space more. Closing, let's see, what would be just a good closing question? Or do you want a question, or do you have any words of wisdom that you'd like to share? Any wrap up?
Well, you know, I have something.
Oh, good. Okay, go ahead.
And then Dan can throw in something too. You know, just like in 30 seconds or less, for someone who is not doing social media on a regular basis, you know, I think we got to, that's one thing about a lot of our LOs. We have a lot of great LOs doing awesome stuff on social media. Dan is definitely, you know, in the conversation's top one. What's advice that you give LOs who aren't doing any social media or any videos to get started?
Real simple. It's always a no if you don't ask, right? So if you don't do it, you're going to get nothing out of it. Doing something is going to be one step closer to getting better and perfection. So, you know, it's being younger, a single individual going up to a table of girls, right? If you don't do it, it's automatically a no, but you could be meeting that one. But you don't know unless you do it. Same thing with social media. You have to go and do it. Just try. Even if you want to do a voiceover, even if you just want to share stuff, just get on there and try a little bit each day. Try to do something. Try to make a video. Try to post. And I guarantee you, if you do it, you will get there. And there's things out there to help you. Social coach is one of them. I mean, makes it easy.
I like it.
Yeah, this has been great. Well, cheers to the last 2 years. Cheers to the next 2 years, Dan. We're so happy that you're part of the HMA fam and helping us grow. And just, you know, doing this crazy life together. Like and subscribe, guys. Check out lendingleadership.com. Make sure you like and subscribe. Check out Dan Anderson. Dan, where can they find you on all the places?
So Anderson Team, Anderson with an S-E-N. Anderson Team on Instagram and Facebook, Daniel Anderson. Really just type me on Instagram or Google phone number. We just start popping up everywhere. It's spam calls are horrible.
I love it.
Love it.
I love it.
Thanks, right, guys. Everything.
Thanks for being on today, and we'll catch you next time. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dan. Bye.
Thank you.